This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Hollywood actresses often complain that as they get older, they are less sought after in their industry. But in two new films, Something's Gotta Give and Calendar Girls, actresses get to celebrate getting older, in style and in the nude. Day to Day's Mike Pesca is here again. He talked earlier with Slate's Mimi Swartz about whether older women are finally coming into their own in Hollywood.
Mimi, in movies, 15-year-old girls look about 25. So that's one form of inflation, but the other form is that 45-year-old women are treated like they're 85. But there are a couple movies out now that are a little different. So tell me what's different about movies like Calendar Girls or Something's Gotta Give.
What's different about Something's Gotta Give is it's almost different from the very first frame, which a lot of my friends and I have discussed. I mean, the big question among us is, do you think Diane Keaton's had any cosmetic surgery, because she doesn't look like she has? So you're sitting there staring at a normal-looking 56-year-old woman, which to me is very radical. And it's the same thing with Calendar Girls. I mean, you don't see total nudity in Calendar Girls, but you see these women who look like normal women in their late 50s, which is very rare.
And both of these movies, Calendar Girls and Something's Gotta Give, pretty cleverly play with the fact that the audience themselves might be uncomfortable with seeing Diane Keaton naked. So how did they handle that in the movie?
Well, there is a scene in the movie when Diane Keaton's walking to the restroom naked and Jack Nicholson's allegedly looking for the kitchen and walks in on her, and they both sort of scream and Jack Nicholson hides his eyes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, God, am I sorry.
Because the movie's PG-13, I saw it with my almost 13-year-old son, and his reaction to both of them was total disgust. And why did you bring me to this movie to see these hideous-looking people? And my reaction was, wow, she looks great. Because, you know, again, you're seeing somebody middle-aged who looks better than, I hate to say it, but the average American 15-year-old now, since we have so many fat kids in this country.
So maybe a movie like this should be PG-50.
Maybe. Yeah.
So what's the history of the genre? How long has Hollywood been struggling with the issue of how to portray older women, or women they consider older?
Well, in my casual survey, I started at 1950, which was the year that both All About Eve and Sunset Boulevard were made. And I thought it was interesting. 1950 is sort of, it's the post-war period, and that's when women were being returned to the home in droves. The men were back from the war. It was time for us all to be, you know, sort of to return to family life. And so I don't think it's any surprise that these two movies were telling women they shouldn't be working, that they were hideous at 40. Both the characters in, the main characters in All About Eve and Sunset Boulevard are finished at 40.
Yet here we are talking about how Hollywood is, in fact, making strides to be a little more realistic. But I was looking at the print ads and the posters for Calendar Girls. This movie is about women who are a little bit older who take their clothes off in a calendar to raise money. And part of the message is, no matter how old you are, you can still be beautiful. Yet in the posters, the stars of the movie are so heavily airbrushed that they don't even look older.
You know, if you're a 28, 32-year-old Hollywood studio executive, it probably is a stretch to think that anybody wants to see a bunch of 56-year-old women naked in a movie.
So finally, what's the next big threshold as far as this issue goes? Is it that when a 55-year-old actress is on screen naked for maybe everyone's not going to say what a brave choice that was? Is that what we should look for next?
I tried to Google the words Diane Keaton and heroic, you know, and Jack Nicholson and heroic, and there were so many, you know, permutations I couldn't find the answer. But I think if you come up with there are zero matches, that's when we'll know that, you know, we're way ahead of the game.
Mimi Swartz wrote Sunset Strip for Slate.com. Thanks, Mimi.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.